Hub.
And Spoke.
Audio Collective.
Good to meet you.
Thanks for meeting me out here.
Yeah.
It's like we're gonna have just a little time till it gets dark, but not much of a sunset tonight, I don't think.
No. There's supposed to be a lot of whales out right now.
That would be cool.
But I didn't see any.
I've seen them out here a few times.
Yeah.
Out on like Chimney Rock.
Yeah.
I can go ahead and start pulling my stuff out.
Okay, cool. I'm just gonna follow you around.
Okay, sounds good. Got my big canvases here.
It's a weekend evening in July, and I've met artist Nathaniel Gray out at North Beach at the Point Reyes National Seashore. The beach here is 10 miles long, and there's a lighthouse at one end, but you can't see the light yet. The beach is bordered by white sandstone cliffs that are blanketed by vibrantly colored ice plant on top. It's dusk, and we agreed to meet in the parking lot, and then walk a ways down the beach, where we'll find a place for Nathaniel to lay out three large canvases and get ready to paint.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can see this is going to be pretty big. So, I like to go big. But I've been going bigger and bigger with these paintings. And I'll just lay it on the ground, on the sand out there.
That's awesome.
So this is a 48 by 60, and I'm going to do... So I'm going to do a triptych. So I've got two others that will... two 36 by 48s that'll go on each side.
The total area of the canvases is 11 feet wide by 4 feet tall. And on it, Nathaniel's getting ready to paint the dramatic scene of the wild ocean and the horizon beyond. And he's going to do it in the dark.
I feel like rather than it being about what exactly the ocean looks like what is my experience at the ocean, the end result of the painting is kind of secondary. It's actually like that experience you have out there in the ocean, or if it's the mountains, I'll go all over.
Do you feel like the experience is imbued in the painting?
I think, well, that's like what I'm going for, and not just the like beautiful landscape, but like me as like a flesh and blood person with the landscape and ocean. So you'll see once we get out there, just physically getting paint across all these canvases and reaching areas of them, or like trying to not kick sand on it, dealing with wind and the lights going away, that experience, all of a sudden it's going to change the strokes of paint that I have, the colors that I pick. Sometimes at night I get colors I don't even expect. And so those are all things that could only happen because of my interface with the environmental factors.
Nathaniel and I talked over email, but this is the first time we're meeting in person. And it's my first time watching an artist paint a landscape in real time, not to mention in the dark.
One nice aspect of painting at night. A lot of times I like to catch that golden hour or sunset. Mm-hmm. And so I paint through the sunset and I'll finish in the dark to catch that like ending moment of light. But when that happens, I like get to the site and I'm just... rushing to like catch the light, and it's changing every like 5 seconds, and so you end up missing these just gorgeous moments, or it moves from one moment to the next and you're like, well, should I include that? But when I paint at night, I can just relax and take my time because the night's a lot more static visually, so you just kind of let it envelop you, and then I have all night.
Nathaniel is not leisurely, but he's not rushed either. While he's not trying to catch the golden light before sunset, he does want to get set up while he can still see where he's putting things.
The sunset's in a few minutes, and then we'll let it get dark. So it helps if I set my paint up ahead of time, because I try not to use a headlamp, because my eyes won't adjust to the darkness. But if I go out and it's middle of night already, I can't see my paint tubes. So it's hard to like lay my colors out, so I have to turn the headlamp on, lay the colors out, and then I have to like let my eyes adjust. So it's nice to get out right before dark. You can just see, get all your paint out, and then I know where my paint is, and so I can mix just from kind of memory, and I know about how much of each paint I need. It's not that it comes out exactly how I imagine, but pretty close.
Nathaniel's Subaru SUV is a normal gray car on the outside. The inside is a different story.
There are paint splatters everywhere. It's like someone spun around inside with paintbrushes in their hands.
Everything has paint on it.
Everything has paint on it.
When he's removed the three large canvases, he gets out a paint-splattered backpack which holds cans of white paint and palettes, and a large fanny pack that has tubes of different colored paints, clamps, and palette knives.
I paint with the palette knives rather than brushes. I like the physicality of scraping. It feels almost like you're an archaeologist, like scraping away at something. And so the painting is like a relic that I found on the beach rather than a picture of the beach, which is why I don't mind if I get some sand in it.
Nathaniel's gotten all of his gear together, and the light is beginning to fade.
We're not going too far tonight. I like to walk just a little down the shore just to kind of, not that there's many people out here, but get away a little. I'm not quite sure why, but what makes me stop where I do, but I just kind of walk till I like the spot on the beach. So, I'm just going to start with, I usually hike down and then I'll come back and get the other canvases.
Okay.
Because I can't carry all three at one time.
I mean, I can carry one.
It's okay. Okay. Just do it like I'm, when I'm just here on my own.
Okay. We make our way down a path through scrubby dunes toward the long beach and head south. The windswept cliff face is to our left, and the beach looks like it goes on forever, except that the light in the lighthouse is just starting to become visible in the distance.
I like how the beach is so steep here. It feels like the whole ocean could fall on you.
Yeah.
Night. The ocean is very, very gray. Everything's very muted. It's almost the same color as the sky, just a slightly darker value. So even though it's near sunset, it's very gray. We won't see a sunset. There's a little more green in the ocean. It's always definitely green up where the breakers are. Flock of pelicans just skimming across. So we'll stop here.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, okay. I can just run back.
Yeah. When Nathaniel gets back with the other canvases, he places them side by side right on the sand, and there's a bit of an excited rushing feeling. He's got to set up his paints in just the right order so everything is in its place and accessible when he can't see them anymore.
So I think we'll just set up here. I'll lay my paint out. I like the triptych because it kind of deconstructs the landscape a little, abstracts it. You kind of have to think about how each canvas plays. It should work almost as its own image, but work better as a whole image. It also just breaks the scale up a little.
What do you mean?
Well, if I did a single painting this big on someone's wall, I think having that, the little lines between the gap, it makes it feel a little less massive, a little more approachable. Or also there's just the function of I couldn't fit a canvas this big in my car. So there's also the
practicality.
The practicality. Sometimes I'll get my canvases as close to where the break's coming in as I can, and then especially if I have it on an easel, I'll stand up and I'll just let the waves roll over my feet. In this case, I'm on the ground. I did have one time the tide just crested over. I had to run all my paintings away. I like being close to the ocean, and even as night falls, I feel like the power and immensity of the ocean and your smallness is amplified because it just envelops you. You almost feel like you're cast about into the ocean. So I do like playing with that line of getting close, but I try to always be safe. I always say I'll risk getting stranded. I would rather not risk getting killed. So that's my philosophy. So I'll usually just lay out. Being a little bit organized, especially when painting at night, with minimal use of a light helps. So if I lay my paint out according to color, first I'm just gonna throw it all out, but then I'll organize it. That way I know what to reach for.
Nathaniel's throwing his paint tubes onto the empty flattened backpack, which is laying on the sand.
Got a lot of paint because I've got a lot of canvas to cover. And since I try to paint in one setting, I like to finish a painting in one setting. I find if I go back and work on it in studio too much, it loses that feeling of the place in the moment. So I find if I put thicker paint, you can create a certain like presence and light and sense of light and color in a painting by layering it over time. Since I'm doing it in one go, by getting a thicker layer of paint with the knives, you can get some of that light and presence of a finished painting in a very short amount of time. So that's one reason I paint thick. And I just like the bold stroke, like how using paint to capture the feeling of the ocean wave, even like the wind and the sound, thinking about how that feels and could be visually translated. The greatest painting cannot be nearly as beautiful as an actual sunset. So in a way, even attempting to paint it is sort of a meager attempt as a human to like connect with it, and you know you're gonna fall short. But I kind of like that.
How many colors do you have?
So I tend to just use primaries, so I'll mix a lot. But I do use a few tones. So I've got my red, yellow, blue, but within that, I've got cadmium yellow is a cooler yellow, and I have a different yellow that's warmer. I have a couple tones of blue, some that are a little more purple or green, and cool and warm. And then I do have a purple I've started using just to helps me with some blacks. But I don't actually use, I'll mix my blacks actually out of the colors, so I don't use pure black even on a night painting. So a lot of times you mix like your red, a dark blue, sometimes even just a little yellow, and I'll actually get a black.
But how are you mixing colors when you can't see the colors?
So I lay them in a certain order on my palette, so I know the order. I've painted a lot, so I have a general sense of how much tone I need to get, how much red, yellow, blue. It's a little bit of a guess. I find the more I do it, the closer I get to what I thought. Never exactly. Not quite. I don't think I can hear it quite like Beethoven could hear the Ninth Symphony that he created when he could no longer hear. But I think anytime you're painting outdoors, you unlock a sense of subconscious, because you realize the more you free yourself up and just let the painting go and let the painting emerge, the more you capture something that's energetic and worth capturing, that's not maybe derivative or trite. But at night, you push that to a limit where it's really, you have to trust your subconscious instincts. And you have to not be precious. You have to let go of the fact that, was it a perfect painting? I might get back and realize, oh, it's not quite what I wanted. Like, I'll often find my color tone is a bit brighter because I can see value, I can't see color. So usually, not at night with this cloud cover, I don't think the moon's gonna come out at all, so it's gonna be quite dark. So at dusk, I'll be able to see, and then as it gets darker, I might not hardly be able to see at all. But you can usually see light and dark long after you can stop seeing color. So it's a guess, somewhat, but I also lay it out in a way to where I'll sort of know what I'm doing. All right, I should start laying my paint out. So I'm just gonna use these. And ultimately, we'll just see. It's, you know, you're out here on a little bit of an adventure where we can't say for sure that the greatest painting is gonna come out of this, but it's a documentation of the moment out here.
I love it. And those are palettes?
These are palettes, so I'll spread my paint out on here and I'll just clamp that together. All right, we can sense it's getting a little darker now. I think it's technically past sunset.
Yeah, I think so.
So we've always got about 30 minutes where it's still pretty light, even on a cloudy day. I want the paintings to be about this moment at the ocean. And of course there's the visual element. There's also the tactile, like the sand. There's me, as I start painting, I'll be trying to keep sand off my painting. I like that. But there's also this auditory that's such a part of it. I like that wall of sound washing over you. The ocean is ever changing. It's not static either. Visually, auditory, anything. So, and a painting is also, it's a still image. But I hopefully when you see the final, you can tell me what you think, but I want it to almost feel like it's moving and pulsing with energy. But if you can almost feel like you can hear the sound or sense the water moving in and out. All right, here's my purple. So this is kind of my extra. Because I know tonight I'm going to use a lot of dark paint. I don't worry necessarily about covering the whole canvas. I find for night paintings, actually, if you leave a little bit of white canvas showing through, it can actually brighten the whole thing. So you're getting that sense of darkness, but you have this light popping through. And I mean, if you're at night, actually your eye starts playing tricks on you too. You start seeing floaties and shapes, so you're kind of, our mind always fills in some brightness. Okay. All right, so now I know that I've got my white, my cadmium yellow lemon, my cadmium red, my ultramarine blue, my purple, my Prussian blue, my cobalt blue, my cerulean blue, my Naples yellow, my cadmium yellow, and then I've got some more white. So I can remember that order. It's laid out in my paint. That's how I always put it on my palette, even when it's the daytime. All right, I'm pretty much ready to go. Got my handy belt that I can put my knives in. Make sure I got everything. At some point towards the end, I will actually pull out my light and just kind of look at it and see if there's anything that's majorly off so that I can fix it here. It's better to do it here than in the studio. You just don't really feel like you're out experiencing the ocean if you have a big like headlamp. I actually can't see beyond me at all. I can't see the ocean or anything. So I have to leave the light off and just let it happen. It's starting to get dark. I like how you can still make out the ocean. You can see that horizon line. The ocean's pretty dark tonight.
Nathaniel looks out toward the surf, and there's still enough light for me to see his brow furrow in discontent. The ocean is too far away, so he scoots all three canvases closer to the water.
I'll regret this if the tide starts rolling in. All right. Now we're ready to start. I can't read my tubes.
So you're going to replenish what's on the...
Yeah, I will have to.
And you'll have to do it without knowing exactly what's in them.
Like I said, I ordered them, but it's possible I could grab the wrong one.
Now the energy starts to build. Nathaniel begins prancing and bobbing around the large canvases, and I can really just see outlines of him, the canvases, the waves, and the horizon. I'm standing off to the side so I don't get in his way as he travels around the developing painting.
Maneuver to get closer to the ocean. I got a little bit of sand. Wipe this off. Getting sand on is definitely more of a problem at night because you don't really see it when you get it on. The problem is when I get excited and I start like painting, not thinking, and then I just kick the sand up. Okay.
Oh, the canvas is really kind of glow.
Yeah, so I'll see the black and white quite well, actually. So yeah, with my first marks, I kind of decide where I'm setting the horizon, where I'm setting the shore. I work kind of all across all the canvases because I think every stroke is like a dance. You're balancing it out across the painting. You can see as it gets darker, the ocean almost divides into the breakers and the water rolling over the sand, where the sand is reflecting through, it's much lighter, and then the deep ocean beyond. So often I'll, like all these big strokes here, I'm trying to get that movement that's happening in the water rolling up. And then out here is the deeper ocean. And I'll work across the whole painting because I like to do that always because I want that cohesion. You'll see a color on one side with a similar color on the other side will, your eye will move. It'll make the whole painting move together. It's especially important in night painting when I can't see as well, because as long as I put strokes across the whole canvas, even if my colors shift a little, it's gonna feel cohesive. The hardest thing at night is getting that horizon line. Sometimes I let it be fuzzy. If it has to be real straight and hard, you'll end up messing it out. Some light. And the cobalt. Like this color looks totally gray, but I know it's probably a very vivid green. Like I said, I don't mind if it comes out a little more intense colors than you're seeing out here.
It's fascinating. But yeah, it all just looks like black and white and gray tones.
So the fun is, you get one trick to painting. If you have your values right, you can almost get by with any color. It'll be recognizable. That's why you can turn it black and white and you see what it is. So if I get my value contrast right, even if my colors are a little different than I intended or much brighter than what's out here, it's still gonna like read as an image of the space. But obviously if I were doing it, trying to more accurately capture the color with if I used a headlamp or I just did it from in memory or an image in the studio, I'd be mixing very muted gray colors. These are actually probably gonna come out fairly vivid. I mean, we'll see. And I like the surprise of not fully seeing what's happening on the canvas. I still want it to feel like a night painting. I want you to know it's the night because that reflects this moment, but I don't need the colors to be exactly all the grays happening here. Even though it kind of looks like it right now. You got like little, the little white canvas showing through. Looks like those, look how those white caps are just popping now.
Yeah.
They like glowing a lot more.
It turns out it's a rare night where the ocean waves have glowing edges from bioluminescence. Neither of us expected that tonight. And in my excitement, I mistakenly call it phosphorescence. So you'll hear us continue to call it that.
Maybe it is the phosphorescence. I think it is. I haven't seen it because there's no moon or light and they're just popping. So see, you always get some surprises. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I feel like it's increasing. Probably because it's getting darker.
Yeah, it's really dark. I mean, I can just see outlines now.
Yeah.
And I can't see like 6 feet in front of me to the side, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is legit night painting. No stars.
Absolutely none.
Nathaniel is closing in on being happy with what he's captured. He generously fills me in on what he's doing from time to time. The connection of his voice is comforting, but there are long stretches of silence. Just the sounds of the waves, the scraping of the palette knife, feet scurrying in sand. We're encapsulated in inky, salty darkness. I'm entranced and captivated by the melding of creative energy and wild nature, and I'm also coming up against the edges of my familiar primal fear. It doesn't feel like we've been out here for hours. And then, it's almost over.
So at this point, what I'll usually do, I start it all organized, but I tend to paint like I get in the moment. I start like just grabbing tubes, not thinking. And so at night, I hit a point where I'm like, I've gone far enough. I've lost track of where my colors are. I lost one of my palette knives. So I think it's time to get my headlamp out. I'm gonna actually like look at it. So this is kind of the fun surprise. And then I will do a few more. I'll look for, you know, some things that just might be really wrong. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the line between the ocean and sky is, it looks to me like it might be pretty slanted to the right, like it's a lot bigger. So that I may need to fix that horizon line, or I do want it, something that captures the phosphorescence. But I also, I won't do too much with the light on because I like to keep all those surprises. What do you think? Should we look at it? Headlamp on.
Oh, wow.
Okay. There we go. What do you think?
I love it. It's, wow.
That's beautiful. Holy shit.
Isn't that fun?
That's incredible. That's incredible. I love the deep reds and purples.
And I think I kind of get a feeling of the phosphorescence.
Yeah.
Which I was hoping for. This is definitely, I like it, but this is a little more purple than I think I imagined. I think it's possible I mixed my blue and red for a minute there, but it's kind of cool. You can see I got a bunch of sand up there, but, oh, there's the palette knife I was looking for. I have to clean my phone too.
Oh no.
it's happened before. This is maybe worse than usual, but it'll wipe off.
That's gorgeous.
Let's see, I'm gonna scrape this just like a little. I like some, I don't mind some sand, but you get too much, it distracts a little. What I'm debating is do I put like a little more blue up in that, or do I just let it be? I might give it just a little. Just want to tie in just a little. I don't want to change the whole color, but I think I'm just gonna be done. I can always, when I get it in the studio, if I think it needs a couple things. But I just hate to like start fussing with it and you lose that magic that happened in the darkness.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you feel about it?
I like it. I like the movement. I like the gesture. Like I said, the colors are brighter. But it's fun. I like it. It's like, I like that the colors you come out with are always different than you expect. Yeah, it's just an impression of the night out here rather than being, like I said, an exact image. It doesn't feel like a static painting. All right. Now let's see. 10 o'clock, not too bad. All right, I'm going to clean up.
Cool.
All right, let's go.
Nathaniel is covered in paint and his stuff is sort of strewn all around. He packs everything back up, trying not to get more sand on the canvases. And we pick up the large painting together and carry it to the car.
Let's angle this way a little more.
Okay.
We're climbing. Yeah, it's a dark one.
Wow.
Okay, you get to hang out for a minute?
Yeah, no problem.
And we'll run back.
Okay.
I wait by the car while Nathaniel runs back for the other smaller canvases. When he returns, he shows me how he stows the still wet paintings in the car without ruining them.
Bracket. This one's a little hard. Slide right in.
Wow.
Look at that. So, it usually gets it home safe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great to meet you. And
me too.
I'll wash my hands and change my clothes and head home.
All right, drive safe.
Thank you, and then I'll see you Tuesday.
Sounds good.
And you can just text me when you get there.
In a few days, I'll go to Nathaniel's studio and see the finished triptych among a bunch of his other paintings, many of which sell out of a gallery in Sacramento and also one in Santa Fe. He did decide to leave the painting as it was on the night at the beach, not changing or adding anything.
Wow.
Here we are. This is the piece. Well, first, what's your reaction after being out there with me at night? I usually don't have someone who was actually there in the moment. And now seeing it here, you know, in a very different location inside, how does it feel having been there, seeing it created?
Oh my goodness.
From my feeling of when I was out there and looking at this, the energy and power, and also though kind of like the groundedness of how I felt in that space, all those things at once are conveyed in this painting. Also like the peacefulness, which is funny to say because there's like a lot of energy and movement in it at the same time. There's three bands that are kind of discernible that really definitely feel like that feels like the water to me. That feels like the horizon. And this feels like that space of sand where the, you know, the waves were lapping up and not reaching us. And then the little specks of bioluminescence.
Exactly. Honestly, I am often surprised by how close aspects of it look to what I was hoping. But there's always colors that I certainly wouldn't have mixed if I could have seen a little better. Like the bioluminescent, that yellow, probably would have mixed that with a little more blue, lightened it a little, given a little more of that like cool blue glow, which would be a little more accurate. But I actually just like how that yellow's dancing across the three canvases. It represents the bioluminescence because it represents me reacting to it, even if it doesn't look exactly like it. So it's this piece of me and this piece of the ocean that I'm bringing back with me, and then hopefully I can share with others, and then you hope people connect with that and connect with just the world a little more through that.
You've been listening to Nocturne. I'm Vanessa Lowe. Nocturne is produced by me and was created by myself and Kent Sparling, who also composed the theme music. You can find more information about Nocturne at our website, nocturnepodcast.org. I'll post a link for Nathaniel Gray's art at the website and the show notes for this episode. There are also a bunch of pictures there from our night at the beach and also some at Nathaniel's studio, so go check them out. Thank you to everyone who supports Nocturne on Patreon and PayPal. Your help is more important than ever. Find out how you can help keep us going at nocturnepodcast.org/support. That's nocturnepodcast.org/support. Nocturne is a proud member of Hub and Spoke Audio Collective, Find out more about all the fantastic shows in Hub and Spoke at hubspokeaudio.org. Till next time, thanks for listening, and be well.